Here is the 13th episode of Deep Matter Radio, which was shamefully recorded on the 23rd of October, 2011, in anticipation of that year's Kansian, and is only now being released, more than 3 years later. Please forgive our playful insults in this episode. It gets excessive near the end, especially. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Alexander. This is my friend Christopher.
My little buddy Alexander. And it's September, October 23rd, 4:41 a.m. Thank you. And this is the third third annual Kansian edition. I'm going to move this a bit closer between us. Kansian edition of Deep Matter Radio.
Woohoo.
So it's, yeah, 4:40, now it's 4:42 a.m. Kansian is tomorrow, and we're, as per usual, making anthologies. So, yeah, we hope to get to bed by 6 o'clock, maybe. As per usual, you can also...
If we're lucky, by 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You can hear the printer in the background printing the individual zines that people will take and then discard as soon as they're out of view.
Welcome to our annual Kansian edition. Pre-Kansian.
I said that already.
Don't worry, everyone.
So, what should we talk about? Oh, what's wrong with you?
Well, it depends on how much room we have on this phone.
Well, this
considering how many recordings I've made on this.
I had to force Alexander to use his phone because he's being a little jerk. And
like the other jerk who used from the beginning to use the phone. But he's not a jerk. Somehow.
I'm not a jerk, oh, thank you.
Who knows where that logic came from.
You heard it from Alexander. I'm not a jerk, though he is. So
yeah, he's not a jerk. He's just an asshole.
Anyway, so we've been... This Kansian preparation has been by far the most prolonged and the most intense. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because we've scrambled to get a million issues done just so we can have the anthology. Like, as of yesterday, we didn't even, or even earlier today, we hadn't even finished the 12 issues required to create an anthology. So we had to do that first, which is ridiculous. I feel like I'm doing all the talking. Do you want to contribute though? I'll take this as a no. So we literally became like writing wizards. It was insane how much writing we did in the past couple days. And finished two entire issues in the past like 2 days.
And I had to draw the cover of the anthology.
Yeah. Which is the most intricate thing in the world.
And
then we had to create everything, obviously, like
write everything?
Like, actually do the whole process of the usual assembly and whatnot.
Okay.
So, yeah, it took a long time. And so we started in earnest on Thursday, and we stayed up until 5:30 to 6 a.m.-ish working on content.
And so it's been pure content until...
So earlier today.
Last night, technically.
Oh, yeah, I guess that was last night. And then, yeah, Friday, we also, like, I came to Toronto on Friday, stayed at Alexander's, and we stayed up until 6 a.m. working on content. And then today, we got up and worked on it all day. And, yes, we went to Kinko's at about midnight. To finally, having finally finished all the content. And, we had a really, well, we'll get to that in a minute. And then now we're up assembling the anthologies. So, it's been very busy. It's been, actually, like, we've gotten very little sleep. And I'm really tired. And I'd love to go to bed more than anything in the world right now.
I'd love to be eating right now more than anything.
Eating.
I'm so hungry.
I think it's called counting sheep, not eating sheep. Let's look at it. So, What should we talk about? So, well, let's talk about our Kinko's experience briefly.
So, went to Kinko's, or the copying shop formerly known as Kinko's.
Now it's called FedEx Office.
What is this pointing to me?
Why can't we put it in the middle?
That's where it was before, but then someone shifted. Yeah, so it didn't take too long for us to figure out how to do the things that we needed to do.
And it looked surprisingly decent. Like, better than I was expecting, at least.
Yeah, so we made copies of the things we needed to copy, and then we started assembling things, and...
Yeah, we did it all there. Like, we folded a ton of... Like, we printed all the anthologies, we printed the covers, and then we started folding everything right there. And,
At one point, a tribe of Alterna women, like, walked in. And it quickly became clear that they were preparing for the same event.
Mm-hmm.
They were copying their own publication.
Yeah. We spoke to them very briefly, but we actually didn't acknowledge each other that much, which was odd and kind of disappointing. But we were certainly too shy to say much. We should also note that our friend Ryan Logan is visiting right now. He's currently sleeping on the couch while we record this. And he's helped us a lot today.
Mm.
Okay, and the best thing about Kinko's, we were pleasantly surprised by how quick it took and how well everything worked out. We also,
And then Christopher went to pay, and then I thought, we were terrified, I was terrified about the price of this thing, because we had made so many
copies. We printed at least 300 to 400 pages in total.
And then I kept hearing weird numbers, like the cash, like whatever you call them,
the cashier clerk guy. Or whatever.
Service assistant. So first I heard like 55 or something like that, and then like I heard him say like 396 or something. So I thought like, what? Like 396? Like, what? Why is Christopher going along with it so casually? And then what happened?
So yeah, I could have sworn when he was asking what copiers I was using and like what size paper I was printing on, and I could have sworn initially he said $30-something, and I said like, oh yeah, that sounds about right, and then he's like, okay, and then I was like, can I pay with debit please, and he's like, okay, yeah, okay, $3.96, so yeah, or $3.97, it cost $3.97 for everything we did, like it literally worked out to like. Fractions of a penny per copy or something. Like, it made no sense. So I don't know if he made a mistake or if he just, like, intentionally cut us some slack, so to speak, or what was the explanation. But it doesn't even make sense because we were there for hours still. So he should have known, like, at the very least, that hours worth of work would amount to more than $4. Mm. Anyway, that was a really nice, like,
It was almost like an end to the pre-Kanzine curse. It was like a pre-Kanzine miracle.
Yeah, the first one ever. So yeah, it was a really good Kinko's experience, or FedEx office, or copy place. As we were walking home, we passed like all the bars were letting out because it was as close to 3, and it was really annoying. Everyone was really loud and obnoxious.
As most people are.
It's true. Well, don't speak ill of most people.
Oh, my bad.
We need to know every single one of them to be able to make a decision, right?
Yeah, true.
So, let's talk a bit about our expectations for Kanzine tomorrow. So, yeah, this is our third Kanzine. It's taking place at this Bathurst Center, which I've never been to before, but Alexander has, and didn't you say it's pretty small?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how that's going to be, because Kanzine's always been way too busy, like, way too packed, so...
It gets busier every year, I assume.
Yeah, I think so too. So it's weird that this would, be held enough attention. So, It's assigned seating again, like last year. So hopefully we get a good spot. Fingers crossed. And, yeah, I don't know, like, we were kind of discussing this a bit earlier. So, like, we don't really expect to sell much or anyone to really care, because history has shown that they don't. But, this issue, this anthology is the most beautiful thing we ever created. Like, it's, like, jaw-dropping. It's so amazing looking.
If we do say so ourselves.
Yeah, which, it's not arrogant for me to say it, because Alexander drew it.
And it's not arrogant for me to say it, because we decided on a wallpaper design together, and so I didn't create it into it. It was mostly borrowed from an Edward Gorey look. And, yeah, so a long time ago we decided that instead of having the usual black or white paper comprising the cover, the cardstock cover of the anthology, that this, with this anthology, we would have some kind of, like, pattern, some kind of ornate.
Yeah, because we thought that instead of having, first year we did black, and the second year we did white, so that this year we would do a combination, like a pattern of black and white. But, if you want to explain while I get more paper for printing.
Wait, black and white what?
Well, because the first year we used black, the second year we used white, the idea was this year it would be like a combination of both in a pattern.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to find like a piece of paper that did it, but we couldn't.
So we didn't know where to find such a paper. Like, would we buy this paper or print like a pattern of some kind onto paper? So we looked around a tiny bit, admittedly, and we couldn't find anything, but, so we decided, or I guess, I don't know who decided, but, like, I just decided to draw the...
Well, yeah, you started looking at Edward Gorey pictures and stuff.
Yeah, so I was looking up, pictures of, like, wallpaper and ornate, repeating old-fashioned wallpaper-looking things. And, yeah, and I found this kind of thing that Edward Gorey drew, whatever, so, yeah. So I drew this thing, and it took really long, and really annoying.
And it was really scary for him, because it's such, like, high stakes or whatever. Because it's all done in, like, a pen, and it's so intricate, so that if he, like, made one little error partway through, like, it would ruin the entire thing. There'd be no fixing it. But it turned out perfectly.
So, yeah, that went well.
So, yeah, basically all that's a diversion into why this thing looks so good.
So, I'm really, really happy with how the cover looks. It's by far the best looking.
Yeah, it makes all the other ones look hideous. So, the whole point of this diversion was because, history has shown that, like, yeah, people don't really care, but for some reason in my mind, I have this weird hope, or whatever, even though I know it's ridiculous, that, like, well, this one looks so beautiful that, like, people won't be able to help themselves, like, but, like, have to stop at our table, like, they, like, they're, like, sense of, I don't know, whatever, will, like, compel them to, like, stop and look at it.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I legitimately have a worry right now. Like, what if we run out of anthologies? Like, I feel like that's an actual possibility. Because this looks so good. Because, as I was saying earlier, I started thinking, like, well, how can we, like, can we get someone to run to Kinko's first and run off more copies of the zine?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'm actually, like, I'm optimistic about tomorrow, which will, of course, like, lead to disappointment, but, yeah, like, at this point, like, I feel like, how can people not love this zine? Because it's always been the contents that, like, I can understand, like, they don't give a shit about.
Although this kind of thinking has always ended in disaster.
In every aspect of our life. Not just...
saliently with our... with our clothing tastes, we always feel that
The clothing that we choose, or whatever, the way we choose to present ourselves will convince people of our
worth.
Of our personalities being consonant with theirs, or our interests being consonant with theirs. But
we've always found the opposite.
No one ever gives a shit.
Yeah, we've always found the people who look like the most like us are the ones who most stridently avoid our table. But this year one of our problems that we realized is that there really isn't any indication as to what deep matter is at our table. If someone comes by, it's not immediately obvious what deep matter is about. And there's no means of finding out for these people unless they either ask us or if they like stand there and like flip through the anthology or something. But the problem with this is the people who we think we would be most likely to appeal to are the ones who would be least prone to actually taking such a bold social action. So the solution is this year we want to make a little sign that briefly and succinctly explains what deep matter is about, like what its purpose is, so that some shy person coming by, or socially inept, can glance at it, toss their money at us, grab a zine and run away. Right? Yes.
For people like that, also known as myself, if I was interested in a table like that, or exhibit or zine or whatever, and I didn't want to talk to them, which would certainly be the case, the best thing I can imagine would be if, first of all, I would just try to notice the name of the thing, and then I would research it on the internet. Or if they had an email address, or if they had a thing where you could sign up and we'd mail the person something or whatever.
I remember it was one of my favorite things or something. At the very first Canzine, I feel like you weren't there for it, because especially at the first one, but also in the second one to a certain extent, everything would happen while the other person, the brief periods where the other person wasn't at the table, if they went to the washroom or went to get food. And, I remember at one point this, woman, she literally was, there's people, standing at our table, and this woman, came at, the periphery of the table and was, looking at things briefly, and she just, without saying a word, she never said anything and barely looked at things, just, meekly gave, $5 and, took a zine, and that was it. And I was, wondering, we'll definitely hear from that person. And, of course, we didn't.
What time do we have to get there?
I'll check the email. I think we have to be there by 12:30, or else they give away your table.
Oh, so it's easy as hell.
So we should be there.
I remember it being, 6 or something.
No. It's, I feel like
I'm
we should.
I'm exaggerating, but, 9 or whatever.
I think we should get there at 12. The thing is, it's always been further away, so we've had to travel. We've always had to take that into account, but since it's so close...
Why did I think it was 9?
You're an idiot.
I literally thought it was 9.
No. So at the very least... but did you hear what I said? If you... Even though Canzine doesn't start until 1, if you're a vendor and you don't show up by 12:30, you can't participate. You get, bumped off the list, and they go to the waiting list.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we gotta make sure we're not late. But since I'm around, we definitely won't be. Okay?
Since he's around, the apartment will stink for a few days, but...
The stink of genius, yeah.
I guess I'll be here too, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I guess you will have to live with it. Live with your inadequacies.
Yeah, I forgot that I'll be here soon.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Clean this place.
You will be stuck here, whereas my genius is going to take me everywhere.
It's going to take you to hell, yes, for your... sins of stupidity.
Yeah. Yes. I guess, I wouldn't classify this as hell, even though spending all this time with you has been a nightmare.
Well, the nightmare where you look at your own face when you look at a mirror?
Look at my own face and I realize that
I've heard about that nightmare.
That only I can have this face, and it's so unfair
to
the rest of the
World
world.
War III, but...
Yeah, it's so unfair to the rest of the world that they can't have it. So yeah, World War III starts over the fact that everyone wants this face.
Yeah, everyone wants that face so they can stab it. Yeah, that's true.
So they can stab it because it's like the cutest kitten you've ever seen, how you want to destroy it. My face is so beautiful, you feel compelled to eliminate it.
Yeah, I guess it is beautiful when it comes to ugliness contests. It's the most beautiful
one. That's terrible. You just lost for that one right there.
I lost the contest for stupidity? Yeah, I guess I did. My bad.
Yeah, I guess it was no contest. You were the winner from the get-go. Anyway, maybe we should wrap this episode up now. I feel like we didn't discuss much. It's been about 20 minutes, though, so that's pretty good. Any final thoughts about Kenzie?
Ryan? Answer them in.
It's weird that he's wearing long johns to bed. So yeah. Like, literally pick the hottest thing. And he's used the hottest blanket.
Well, he's not wearing me, so I don't know if he picked the hottest thing, but anyway. Thank you for having us. This is being Deep Matter Radio.
The most disgusting.
Alexander the genius, Christopher the genius, piece of shit.
More genius.
So, thank you for listening.
The teacher and the taught over here.
There it is.
There you have it.
Good evening.
Have a good night or a good morning, and we'll see you all at Kenzine, right?
Don't worry. Next time we'll use Christopher's telephone,
and we'll see you at Kenzine today. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.